Tonight's topic, as everyone knows, is about grow up, meaning doing something that doesn't directly cause the malacha, but it causes it indirectly. And really, the shir centers around or about two ideas. What is grow up, which is very complex, and really we can only just give a few examples, but once we establish what is grow up, what is indirect, we have to ask the second question. Is it permitted, and when is it permitted? And then at the end, we'll talk about the kosher switch. But let's first understand the yonim in order to talk about it intelligently. Can't talk about something without knowing the sugyas. To begin with, there's a sugya in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chaf. It discusses a fire raging, and you have to extinguish the fire. How do you do that on Shabbos? There's a few ways, of course. The Mishnah speaks about having a guy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about you doing it yourself. The halacha is, you cannot be mechal Shabbos, the Vilna Gaon brings a raya, even with the halacha the Rabbanan, if it's not pikuach nefesh, it's just hefsid mamon. Vilna Gaon writes that. A person's whole house will burn down, and the Gaon says, that's most of a person's money, often. He has to let it burn down, if there's not a permitted way to put down, to put it out. So the Gemara says they have a way to do it. You have barrels which has water in it, and they are placed in front of the fire. The fire is raging towards the barrels of water. It cracks, and the water spills out, and the water extinguishes the fire. That is permitted. Why is that permitted? It's kibui. It says in the Torah, Laisase kol malacha. Asiya asra Torah v'loi grama. The Torah's lashon is Laisase kol malacha. Don't do a malacha. It implies don't do it directly. However, if you do it by putting barrels, the water cracks the barrel, and the fire cracks the barrel, and the water pours onto the fire, that's not usur, because the Torah says, like, sasako malacha, asi usur taira, v'alai grom. And then the Gemara says, a person has the Shem Hashem on his hand. Don't ask me why, he has it on his hand. He says, how's he going to the mikveh? He's going to go to the mikveh, he's going to erase Shem Hashem. It says, like, sasun keim Hashem lekeichem. The Gemara says the same thing. Asiya asra Torah v'loi groma. You're erasing it indirectly, putting your hand in the mikveh. It takes a while till the water impacts the writing of the written name of Hashem. Asiya asra Torah v'loi groma. There's interesting Shiloh, somebody asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He had to go into a hospital for contagious diseases. I don't know if they have that today. Whatever went in did not come out, except hopefully the person. But all his possessions had to be burnt, incinerated. He asked him, could he take in his tefillin? They're going to burn the tefillin. Rav Moshe says he can't. And Rav Gifter and others, I didn't look up the question before the shir, it just struck me when I was coming here tonight to the shir. Rav Gifter asked him, the Gemara says you could put your hand in the water in order to get a mitzvah of tefillah, because I see also Torah of like Rama. If you go to a hospital for infectious diseases, and they have to burn the tefillah, isn't that a Grama? If that's a Grama, why shouldn't it be allowed to do? He's missing out on the mitzvah of tefillah. So Rav Moshe debates it there, and then he says, thank you, Mr. Goldman. Whoever he is, he brought him a riot to himself. It says you can't put a mezuzah if you live in a section that you think will be desecrated. That's grama. So you see, for some reason, it's different than the Gemara. We'll leave that question hanging in the air because it's not relevant to the shir. But it's a good question to think about after the shir.
Hanging on the wall, not hanging.
Hanging on the wall. Hefzid Merubah is not Matar Isur. But we'll get to that with a little patience. A little patience, we'll get to it. Hefzid Merubah, we'll see. Hefzid Merubah, we'll talk. So we have a Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Grama is mutter to put out a fire. Grama is mutter to put out a fire. Now we look in the Gemara Bava Kamma. Now maybe we'll mention what you said. Is grama mutter only to prevent a loss? Or is grama mutter even though it's not to prevent a loss? In Shulchan Aruch, Rama Pashtun, based on Rabbeinu Yoel from the Marchai, grama is only permitted to prevent a loss. You can't do grama if it's no loss. So therefore, true, like sasa kol malacha, asiya asra tayra v'lai grama. That's the reason it's not a true iser, it's not an iser deraisa, or it's not an iser chomer midrabana. But still in all, according to the Ramah, not everyone agrees, but according to the Ramah, the makam hefsid, you are allowed to use a grama to do the malacha. It's gram kibli, gram havara. Gram kibli is the case in the Gemara. It's grama of all malachas. But if it's not a hefsid, then grama cannot be done on Shabbos according to the Ramah. Could it be done for a chayla? Possibly. Could it be done the makam tsar gadol? Possibly. But to do it capriciously or for no real need is prohibited. Now we turn. It doesn't say hefsid merubah, but I think you have to have a substantial hefsid. I don't think you could turn out the candle with grama because you don't want the candle to burn a little bit more. Now we turn to the Gemara in Akayinus Daf Samach. The Gemara asks a question. Grama benezikin is potter. If you are mazik someone, you damage someone indirectly, you're potter b'dei yodim, not b'dei shemayim, don't think you could do it. You're potter b'dei yodim if you're mazik someone indirectly. So the Gemara said, so why in Hilchas Shabbos there is a malach of zoireh, winnowing. You throw up the tvua and it separates the not good part, I think it's the chaff, from the seed. And that's a malacha. That's also grama. You didn't separate it. The wind separated. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the difference? Why is Hilchis Mazik say, if you're Mazik someone with a grama, you did not do it. And when you winnow, and you're Zaira, also through grama, you did it. What's the difference? Gemara's Kasha and Masechta Bava Kamma. On that, the Gemara says, Omar Ravashi, Ki Amrinan Zaira Vruach Mesayosei, Hani Milin Yin Shabbos. The Vlacha Machshevis Asa Torah. Shabbos is different. Grama is also. Malechas Machshevis Asa Torah. Avul Hacha, Grama Va'almahu, U Grama Benezikin Potter. The Gemara says, there's no din grama by Shabbos, because lachas machshevis osra taira, and even though it's grama, it's still prohibited. Whereas by mazik, grama v'nezikin is potter. So, we already have a steer between two Gemaras. Our Gemara in Masechta Shabbos says grama's mutter by Shabbos, by hefsid, and the Rabbanan, if it's not a hefsid, it's osra. Some even say without a hefsid, it's mutter. And the other Gemara says, by Shabbos it's Aser, me'ikr de dina, because lochus machshev is Aser tar. Now, to answer the Sira, we have to understand, what is the Gemara's teretz of locha machshev is Aser tar? Rashi seems to say, niskaya machshavtoi de dechelei beruach misayaseh. On Shabbos it's sufficient, as long as you wanted, what you wanted to do was done, that's enough, even though it's considered grum. So when you make Zaira, what's the purpose of being Zaira? You want to separate the good from the bad, the chaff from the seed. If Niskaya Machshavti, it's Nechle, the Torah prohibited that, it has a shame malacha, even though it's a grum. Taking that teretz, it's a little bit of a problem to our Gemara. In our Gemara, it seemed it was Niskaya Machshavti. What did he put up the barrels for? He put up the barrels to prevent the fire from going, crack the barrels and put out the fire. So Lechura, how do we answer the steer between the two Gemaras? But there is a Shilti Gibayram, and this Shilti Gibayram is mentioned by Rav Chaim Eiser in his famous tshuva, that there was someone who wanted to permit electricity because of grama. Now, grama is usher, but they're permitted.
And only say it's asr b'shum groma is a great leap, because groma is mutfer chayla. Imagine you have a chayla, you want to turn on the air conditioner, no problem, just turn it on. It's groma. Or for a hefset, groma will be mutter. He said chas v'shalom. He mentions this. And I also heard on a CD, Rabbi Yashiv also mentioned the sheet. And the CD I heard it on is able to be downloaded on the Kollel's website that's now functioning for 2 days already. You can download 175 shiurim, and that's a shiur I gave a few years ago, but regretfully, I didn't say where Rabbi Yashiv is, because I don't know. If I knew, then I saw it. But any event, what does the Shulchan Gevurim say? He says, groma is only mutter if you didn't want to do it. But if you're machab and you wanted to do it, groma is not mutter. Mamash like Rashi. Groma, a tremendous tool in halacha, but only if you don't want to do it. If you want to do it and you want to effectuate the result, there's no groma. But it's pilek vayim. When you put up the barrels, then you want to do it. You have to say one of two pshatim l'chayra. One I think is very schwer, but if I'm not mistaken, Devin Oizer seems to say it, and also I think the Avni Nezer says it. Over there, you prefer the fire doesn't spread. If it spreads, you want the fire to be put out by the water, but you really don't want it to spread. Over here, you actually want to separate the two things. We all understand it's a difficult, difficult svara. That means it's spreading, and you're mechaved that the barrel should break. Alternatively, you're not interested in the barrels to break. You want the barrel to stop the fire, like the case in the Mishnah when the barrels had no water, and you wanted the barrels to just be a mechitza. But not that you want the barrel to break in order for the water to spill over the fire. But whatever you say, the Shulchan Gevurim says it, Achronim bring down the sheet, even though it's not the main sheet in Halacha, that if you're mechaven, you lose the heter of groma. It seems Rashi says, he wants this to transpire. It's not grown.
Is this the same as nichale?
What?
Would you say that this is like nichale?
It is nichale. Correct.
So that's
correct.
That's correct.
Now the Rosh says something differently. The Rosh says that lachas machsheva osra tayra means even though it's grown of a hocha chayva kiva the malacha zu ikar asiyas al de ruach. The Rosh has a different shrach, a different language. Zoyra, that's the way you do it. That's the way you do it. His Rosh says, the Iker Asiyos LeRuach U'Bohochi Chai V'Tar. How can he ask Akasha? How you chai by winnowing, it's groma. The Torah said, don't winnow. The Torah meant to say, you can't do it even through groma. But you can't apply the principle that groma by anything else is chayiv. According to Rashi, groma is potter if you're not mechavim. If you're mechavim, it's ice groma, it's not groma. According to the Rosh, it seems that really groma is always mutter, at least by hefset. But the reason why zayra, groma is usher, b'hochi chai v'tar, that's how you do it. And Reb Chaim Weizer brings this down also in his tshuva about electricity. Now I saw... What? He means to say, since it's lach mashevis, when you see in the case the Torah types, this is the malacha, that's the malacha. I mean, you have to put it together. You didn't do it. I mean, it's a stomach zeris hakosim because the malacha is mashevis. Now, the Chazani says something. In Lomdis, it's an interesting shayla, but I see Ritzvi Pesach says it also. How you chayiv when you're cooking? When you put something down on the fire, you're not chayiv yet. You're chayiv when it cooks. The raya is, you have to be a shaykh, you have to be a if you put something down right before Shabbos is over, it cooks after Shabbos, you're not chayiv. That's the cook on Shabbos. You have to be the one who's cooking. It's groma. If it's groma, I can't say for sure. The Chazanish calls it groma, and Ritzvi Pesach Frank calls it groma. And they say the same thing, even according to the Rush, but the Iker Malacha Bishel is through groma. And I saw Ritzvi Pesach says something so unusual. He says, it's an exception to the rule, Bishul, that you chayiv on groma. So what happens if you're goyrim for the pot to be on the fire? You're also going to be chayiv. Let's say the pot's not on the fire, but you open the window and the wind blows the pot on the fire. Groma's chayiv by Bishul. You'll be chayiv in such a way also, but he himself quickly retracts his 1 second. The groma of Bishul, the Torah is machayiv you. The groma of putting it on the fire, you're still potter. So then we have two shitas now. We have shitas HaRashi, Kavana creates Groma. Excuse me, Kavana relieves the heter of Groma. And then we have the shita of the Rosh, that really Groma is always potter. However, if it is a malacha that be'ikir is done that way, b'hochi chai v'tar. And then we have svaris in the G'dayli Achrayim. Devin Eiser, I look through, seems to favor Rashi in his Pirish on Shulchan Aruch, but Reb Chaim Eiser discusses this, and the Chazanish discusses this. They seem to say, a malacha, even though it doesn't have to be done through Groma, but if you're doing it in a way that it's darkoi b'hochi, there is no p'tur of Groma. For instance, you could grind with your hand, but you could grind in a windmill. A windmill is Groma, but that's the way it's done. If it's darkoi b'hochi, you lose the heter of Groma. There's a shaila, even though they say different svaras, if you put an aluka, a scorpion on your hand to draw blood. At one time, that was a very popular medical treatment. Did you do it b'feirish? Did you do it b'maisa? Or is it groma? Yesh lodim. But even though it's groma, it was dark of a hachi. That's how you draw blood. I don't know if you ever go to a laboratory when they take blood today, but they could put an aluka on your hand, take out the blood, you'll avoid the needle, and it's dark of a hachi. You don't have the heter of groma. Now, Reb Chaim Eiser uses a lashon. I have to know precisely what it means, but I see in some achrayim, what does darka b'hachi mean? That it's very popular to do that way. Surely, when you open a trap and an animal comes in, that's darka b'hachi. That's how a trap works. Even though maybe in hilchis mice is groma, but it's darka b'hachi, and you lose the tour of groma. But a trap is a natural thing. But what happens if something is not that common to be done? But on the other hand, Reb Chaim Eiser used a lashon, it's mikra. Once in a while it happens. But if it happens more than once in a while, maybe that's enough to qualify for darka b'hachi. Meaning to say, you have to know how much darka b'hachi is it in order to lose the shame of being groma. I saw some write that if you create something specifically for groma, that also forfeits the heter of groma. Groma means b'mikra, it's happening, it's not your maisa. But if I'm creating the machine and the tool, gufa, to be a doer of a malacha, also you forfeit the halacha of groma. So in short, you have Rashi Shita, that you're machav and you lose groma. The Rashi Shita, it's always groma, except if that's the ikar malacha. And then you have, we'll say, the Shita Habenazi, that if it's something that is not mikra, maybe it's something that happens often, people do it that way, it's maybe not the most popular way, however it's done, or it's something which is created to be done in such a fashion, you lose the heter of groma. Fine.
Now this far is in Rashi? Or the same, but
no, I don't think it has anything to do with Rashi. Anything to do with Rashi. Now, there is one thing that gives us pause. One thing that gives us pause. In Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, it talks about opening a door and the wind comes in and blows out your candle. If the wind is blowing, then it's your maisa. You opened it, the wind was blowing, it's your maisa, it's not groma. However, if the wind wasn't there and the wind comes later and you open the door, kidei sheyachabe, it's called groma. And there is a shita of the Chofetz Chaim that groma is mutter on yontif without a hefsed merubah. Groma is mutter on yontif without a hefsed merubah. On Shabbos, it's not. You need a hefsed, maybe not a hefsed merubah, hefsed. On yontif, it's mutter without a hefsed. Groma is mutter. Now, before I continue and summarize and get to the infamous or famous Shabbos switch, I want to mention to you about Shabbos clocks. What do you think? If you have a Shabbos clock, the old ones that are not electric, and you move the pin without disengaging it. It was supposed to go on 5 o'clock, and you make it go on 4 o'clock. Or it's supposed to go on 5 o'clock, and you make it go on 6 o'clock. What is that? What is that? Is that groma? No, if it's groma, then it's mutter on yontif. Maybe it's mutter for a chayla. Reb Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer writes, it's a chiv don't want to be so rough. Skiwa. He says, it's a block of the rice. It's not chroma. It's not chroma. He doesn't explain why. And he says, you move it to go off earlier, to go off later. No, then you're only over an issa d'rabbanan b'maisav. And he doesn't explain why. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted by the Shmir Shabbos Chos that says it's chroma. But I don't know. I looked up the Mincha Shlomo, and he is mesufik whether it's chroma or not chroma. And he only allows you to make it go off earlier as far as groma goes, because going off is only a melacha d'rabbanan, and going off is not a melacha d'raisa, because kibui is a melacha d'rabbanan, because it's a melacha d'nsich l'gufa, and then he says by the chalas it's less than a melacha d'nsich l'gufa, which will leave. But let me just tell you, if Rav Moshe said you're chayiv a chakas, surely you're not going to get any heter out of me to move that Shabbos clock, both on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. And I see Rav Shlomo Zalman is not so far away from him as far as the Sefer goes, the Mincha Shlomo. True, in the Shmir Shabbos Kochosa, I don't know when he spoke to him, but in the Sefer he also says, I am a Sufik, whether you could do that or not.
Why is it a
Maiskam? Because when you put it, the goggle is already moving. Shlomo Zalman explains it, he himself. It's moving already. You know, let's say you have a saw going around and you put a person and the saw is going towards the person, that's enough of a mice. Oh.
It's already set to go up. Well, just push it back.
Even that, but he says, that's taka chiddush, that's second chiddush. To go off or on earlier, we understand. Here you're having go on later, it's going to go on anyway. Even that, he says, going on a different time. Rav Shlomo Zalman seems to argue on that also. But listen, don't play around with it. You know. The stakes are significant.
Okay.
What?
He
says to make it go on later is all right. Yeah, if I remember him correct. Yeah.
If you take out the pin, so that there's no, let's see, you just pick out the pin.
That's not a problem. Now, Rav Moshe says there's a problem of muksa with that. Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think, writes it's not muksa. You're being metal to something that sarich gufoy makayim elchur should be mutter. But Rav Moshe says the problem is muksa. That the only way I could tell you if you want to be yaitz Rav Moshe, take it out kalach or yad. Eating in a different way, like with your teeth, which is not so easy. Not so easy. You also have to be careful. There's no electrical currents going through there at the time. So let's just finish up this shot. So when Shulchan says you open the door and the door, the wind is going, you want to put out the candle. That's awesome. If the wind is not going, the wind is going to go after you open the door. That's groma. Is it mutter or not? It depends. If groma is mutter on Yom Tov, it's mutter. So if you have a candle and you want to turn it out, you open the door, there's no wind, and then the wind comes, you were geirim. It's groma. On Yom Tov, maybe it's groma, is mutter, even shalai b'mok, and hefz on Shabbos and Osir. But now you look, in Reish Ayin Zayin, it says that you could open the door in Hilchos Shabbos, even though, if the wind is not going, even though it's going to put out the candle. But why? It's groma. Now, the Magen Avraham says you can't open when the wind's not going, because maybe you open up the wind is going. That's also Magen Avraham Shita. We can't discount that. But I'm asking you, why do we say if you open up the door when the wind's not going, it's mutter? If not for the Xayra, you open up when it's going. L'chura, it is Aser Mishum Groma on Shabbos for sure. On Shabbos for sure. So it's a steer between the Paiskim. I'm not going through all the Achrayim ben the Chometz Chaim. He says, when you open up on Yom Tov to put out the light, the wind's not going, he says, that's groma. And in Hilchos Shabbos, he says, when you open it up and the wind's not going, that is really not even groma. It's mutter, if not for a gzeira, that you open it up when the wind is going. And I think
sure
the teretz is posh.
Are you sure that there's going to be a wind soon?
Yeah. That's not clear. Let me give the teretz. Teretz, I say. And I learned this. Whether everyone agrees with this, I can't tell you, but I learned this Matay Rosh Hashanah of Shlomo Zalman Allah. He says, even though groma is usher on Shabbos, but that's only if you're mechavin for the groma. If you're not mechavin for the groma, it's mutter. Yesh Lodin, the lumbus behind that, he shtels it too, which you could argue on, if you tell a guy to do a malacha, and once he does the malacha, it's a psikresha another malacha will happen. For instance, you open up the fridge, and the light's going to go on. You can tell the guy to do it. Why? The light's going on. You're not interested in the light going on. So you're telling him to one thing, even though it's a psik reisha, to the other thing. You're not mechaven for the other thing, it's mutter. He says, groma is mutter, but makom she'einu mechaven. If you accept that, it's simple. If you look in Tavkuf Yodal, it says, I'm opening the window to put out the light. I'm opening it to put out the light, to put out the fire, even though the wind's not going. It's groma. Maybe mutter on Yontif, maybe not. On Shabbos, definitely awesome. If you look at Reish Al Zayin, you open the window because you want fresh air. You're not mischaven to put out the fire. You're not mischaven to put out the fire. Grum is mutter if it's Eidah mischaven. It's a simple teretz, and I think it's Emes Lahalacha, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman is the one who says that Yesoy. Yes? I'm sorry, but I can't hear you. Yeah, in other words, he's going, even it would be a psik reisha nichle, it would be mutter. You could go with a different model. Psik reisha nichle would be saimachan the yarech. Parsha would be saimachan the yarech, as opposed to saying it's nikr din. That's also possible. Now I want to get to the Shabbos switch. The way the Shabbos switch works, to the best of my understanding, as explained to me by technical experts, Maisha Yosef, it works like this. Let's say Reb David, also Reb David, or Reb Moshe Yosef. They both explain. I need two people to be masbrit. Works simple. I'm going to give the simple way. There is beams that are emitted from a transmitter or whatever you call it. When that beam is emitted, it puts the light on and it keeps the light on. However, when you pose the switch, the beam cannot penetrate the wall that's placed between the transmitter that emits the beams and the place it has to go to turn on or to maintain the light. There's a certain mode that's evident through a light that this transmitter is not emitting any beams. If this transmitter is not emitting any beams, so therefore, when you pick it up, there is not going to be any beams being emitted to turn on the light. Later on, through randomness, I don't know what they mean by that, it's going to come a time the beams will be admitted. No, this is grum. If this is grumma, because it's not happening right away, when you open up, there's no wind coming. The wind is coming later, therefore, it's not your maisa. Why isn't it grumma? I don't know why it's not grumma. The only reason I think it could be not grumma, because maybe it says in Reish Ayin Zayin, you can open up the window or the door when there is no wind outside. So even though a wind comes later, then it is also maybe because of the gzeira here, maybe you'll have the gzeira, you won't have the gzeira, but it's not considered grum. The way I'm explaining, that's not true. Over there it's only mutter because it's eina mischaven, because you're not mischaven to do it. Here, that's your whole intention to turn it on. And I think I'm correct, because in Tavkuf Yadalah, everyone says, opening a door and opening a window, even though the wind's not here, is groma. It's groma. Furthermore, which complicates the matter, you'll tell me groma. No, groma. Not so bad. It's usser. There's no such thing. It's not so bad. It's usser. It's usser. But you'll tell me groma. Groma. But you have the other svaras I mentioned. You have Shitas Rashi. No, maybe not Ikar LaHalacha. When you're mechaven to do something, you forfeit the shame groma. No. But you also have the other svaras. If it's planned to be that way, it's darko v'hachi. The machine is made specifically for that. Also, you lose the heter of groma. So less than groma, I can't fathom why it should be. Sure, it could be more than groma. But maybe you argue, maybe you don't have to be machmer like those shitas, even though I see Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Chaim Weiser, many take that shita as a possibility. You're talking about a malacha deraisa on Shabbos. But even if that's not the case, it seems to be groma. Groma is going to be awesome. And we didn't touch upon the question of Zilzul Shabbos, because when you say Zilzul Shabbos, people tell me, come on, just tell me the halacha. Zilzul Shabbos is not a halacha. What? You think after 120 years, they'll ask you, did you keep Zilzul Shabbos also? That's not just a extra icing on the cake. Ramesh's Shuvah was very upset. Now, no one is going to follow this talk about the Shabbos clock. Okay, the Shabbos clock, not that moving the Shabbos clock, then he says, Yechayim Chatas, I'm talking about doing it before Shabbos. He thought that was a tremendous Zilzal Shabbos. Over there, he says, they do it already, this, that, that. But he didn't understand. He says, do you really think you could run your house and you could run all malachas and do something like that and it's not going to be Mazal Zal Shabbos? He says, if Chazal would have been around when the Shabbos clock came out, they would have asked it. And he says, no. Could you ask her something? Because the Chazal would have been around, they would have done it. Maybe you can't do that. But you can't say it's something that it's Ruach HaChamim Noichimenu. But this contraption, Alpi Halacha, I don't want to get into Zilzal Shabbos, even though it seems to fit nicely under that category. But I don't understand. At minimum, it's Groma. At minimum, it's Groma. What?
So what about
Yom Tov? Yom Tov, if it's Groma, then you would have a bigger Makom to be Megel, but then you have the other Chashashas that maybe you're doing it directly. But Nachinami, if someone tell me, no one's going to buy this Shabbos clock, they'll change it to Yom Tov switch. Shabbos switch. No one's going to do it for Shabbos. Also, Shabbos, you have the problem of Zilzal Yom Tov, you have the problem of, it's not Groma, but if you come push the Shabbos, Avad it's Einu Daima Shabbos Yom Tov. Not being Shabbos Yom Tov. Now, let me just, with a small vart finish, I want to speak for 2-3 minutes about Kabbalah Satira. This shir was devoted to Groma. Has to do with Kabbalah Satar also. You can't be Mechal Shabbos. You're a Kabbalah and Arsina, not to be Mechal Shabbos. But I want to speak about the responsibilities of Kabbalah Satar. And let me just explain shortly and simply. There's a Rambam that's puzzling. The Rambam says in Hilchos Yisaydi Atara Perikei, Kol Yisrael Mitzuvin Achil Hashem. What does the Rambam say, Kol Yisrael Mitzuvin Achil Hashem? What does he mean to exclude, include? If he wanted women to be chay, he should say Kol Yisrael Echad Anoshim Echad Anoshim Chayav Bechal Hashem. What does it mean, Kol Yisrael Mitzuvin Achal Hashem? And I saw this ha'or from Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says a tremendous chiddush. Says it comes to Kluk Tan, and Tan have to give away their wife for Kiddush Hashem. You know, there's a ma'isa associated, but we're going to skip over that ma'isa. That there was a ma'isa that they gave over children. There was a guy that came into town. And he said they're going to take all the children and shmad them, and the Rav Pasma, they should shech the children. And the other Rav said, you should kapa misa mishuna if we get saved, because you did shlo kadin, you murdered children. Rav Yaakov is mahal to shine, brought down the daskei and polytheism. He said, what do you mean? Giving children and killing them so they wouldn't be taken away for shmai, says, dir mitzuvah b'chol Hashem. But I want to say a different shot. The Rambam says at the end of that parak, that there are certain things that are permitted to do, but ha'noshim renanin malov. They speak against you. A person who's odom gadol b'chasidus u'mefursim b'maisav has to be careful not to do things even though be'etzim they're not aser. To buy something and not pay, eat a lot with people who are not learned, speak harshly, things that will bring a chilul Hashem because of the stature of the person. For instance, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, if you see him eat a pizza, publicly, when you see Rav Moshe scream at someone and get angry because someone went in front of him in the store, happens to me. He says, "Hey, fella, I like pizza. I don't want to wait when someone cuts in front of me." So therefore, I would suggest maybe the whole iser of Chil Hashem is only by great people, Rav Moshe, Briskerov, the giants. It's not by me. It's not by all of us. The Rambam says, "Kol Yisrael mitzvah b'chol Hashem." Make no mistake. What do I mean to say? Everyone present here, Shomer Torah mitzvahs in a hush of a way, they represent Torah. Not like Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, but we represent Torah. And even though we don't have maybe the harsh halacha at the end of Yisaydi Torah that puts us to a tremendously high standard, but we surely have a higher standard than the average Jew, the average non-observant Jew for sure, but we're playing Torah. We keep Torah in a very meticulous way. So therefore, the Chil Hashem we could create is even greater. Kol Yisrael Mitzuvin Achil Hashem. Therefore, when we makabal the Torah, we took a responsibility upon ourselves that we won't desecrate the Torah. Desecrating the Torah means doing something that is not befitting a Jew. There's little, you know, little things I don't talk about. You go in the street. I hope no one here does it. They speak on their cell phone while in the car. It's dangerous. They say you have a 10 times higher possibility to get an accident. But it's also, I think, a Chil Hashem. People are yapping away. And, you know, they all do it, but that doesn't stop people speaking against Jews, especially from Jews. A person has to be careful. I was in the store once, the guy went ballistic, someone went in front of him. I'm so embarrassed, the crook Jew. Guy goes in front of him, so what? I don't like people to cut in front of me, but to go ballistic over it and think like the world's ending? I was totally embarrassed for this person. I'm embarrassed for myself. That's our responsibility. We have a higher code of conduct. Because we are Torah Jews, Kol Yisrael, even though we may be modest, but it's not true. Everyone who represents Torah has to make sure. Okay, everyone should have the sheer ending. We can't entertain any questions.
Yes. It's just a
Kiddush Hashem?
On Kiddush Hashem, because the Makar of Kiddush Hashem.